Hello, everybody. Lopez speaking. The title of this selection is Honey Bunch.
Honey Bunch, you know how much I love you. Honey Bunch, I'm always thinking of you. For every time you smile at me, you're just as sweet as you can be. When I touch your ruby lips, your kisses thrill me through and through. You're the sweetest in the land when I hold your hand and grand. And Honey Bunch, I got a hunch you love me through.
Your smile is like a rainbow, so full of good news. You make my little old heart go bye-bye, bye-bye blues. Oh, you've got everything, style and smile and class and clothes. You've got everything, this and that and these and those. I forgot to mention that undefinable something. That's what you've got, everything. Thank you.
burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and thanks for tuning in tonight. It's a strange night here at Hamilton College because we have a major comedian, not me, but another one, doing a performance, and they didn't want to let me in the park. They assumed I was coming up there to see Jon Stewart, but I told the guy, no, I have a radio show. He didn't even know what the call letters were, which shows you just how far and wide the fame of WHCL is spread when somebody working at the college doesn't even know we have a radio station or what the call letters are. But you know what they are, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And the futility and the Sisyphean effort of putting together a radio show is never lost on me, but I felt I had to do it nonetheless because somebody has to. Somebody has to put this on the air. Because you won't hear it otherwise. You won't hear any of these records. We began with Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra, 1926. Yes, that was before Casa Loma, way before. Honey Bunch, nice record. And Henry King and his Hotel Pierre Orchestra. You've got everything. Well, tonight you do have everything, because this is called Shellac Surprise. In other words, I'm surprised to be able to put this show together. I finally have a computer that will permit me to process audio in some fashion. And I've done so this evening and yesterday. And, oh, my goodness, what a day. And you heard our theme, of course. Willie Robeson, wake up, chillin'. Well, I better wake up. I don't have any caffeine with me, but I think I'm good for it. And here's, speaking of colleges and such like, here's Rudy Valley in 1928 with the Yale Men. And they're doing that particular dance. Of course, today you get PETA after these guys, but in those days it was fine. Doing the raccoon.
Thank you. call raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and tie it, bet you'll be a riot. It's a wild thing to do it right now. Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats, don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Every day those raccoon coats will have pops. Date a girl, then stop and hurry or ride downtown to some big furrier soon. To do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton, and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard, and they sleep in them in jail. Alpha, beta, delta, freighter, what's the matter with alma mater? Hula, hula, you're a fooler. Go to school and learn the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. What a chance to keep you up in your toes. $15 and then the coat is your key, like all those college sophomores soon. To do the raccoon. Thank you.
nice record that is. Isn't that beautiful? That's Johnny Ham's Kentucky Serenaders with the two of us. And that's very sophisticated. For 1926, there's such amazement there. I really am astounded at the sound and the way that song, the way it's structured, the chords. It's just wonderful. Before that, we have a couple of Madisons tonight. I thought I didn't spare those. I actually found a couple that played pretty well. And those little jam session type things that the guys did, and usually released as themselves as the composers. Talking Picture Lou by the White City Jazzers. Andy Sonella's in there, and all the usual crowd, the Madison, Greg L. type people, were there in 1930 for that one. And I always love those records. It's so hard to find them in good shape, and I have a couple tonight, and they're just gems. I love the sound of that. Before that, Rudy Valley and his Yale Men doing the Raccoon, 1928. And some of these, some of the better labels actually have more surface noise than the cheapos, which is rather odd because, you know, Madison, I rarely find one that's playable, and that's rather nice. We have another one coming up toward the end of the show, but from 1929, but that's from 1930. Talking Picture Lou, and in the online discography, somebody opined it might be If I Had a Talking Picture of You. Well, no, it's not. It's a totally different song. Here on Radiola on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, here in beautiful, beautiful Clinton, New York. And I managed to get parking. The guy let me in. But it's odd. You know, he said, is WXCL? No. He didn't even know what the station was. So this is what I'm up against. I feel like I'm just shouting into the void. Although I know I've got some streamers today. I probably have more streamers than on-air listeners. I've got friends of mine who don't even know I have a show, which is, you know, amazing. So what are you doing these days? Well, I'm hiding out, but I'm doing a radio show too. Here's Gene Austin from 1932, a perfect recording. Sounds pretty good. And very sweet song. Just a little street where old friends meet.
Just a little street where old friends meet. I'd love to wander back someday. To you it may be old and sort of tumble down, but it means a lot to folks in my hometown. Though I'm rich or poor, I still feel sure I'm welcome as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way. And treat you in the same way.
and started to go roaming, just roaming all around. I ran across somebody who I'm wild about, and now I'm through with roaming, just roaming all around. I found a roundabout way to heaven, heaven. I mean a roundabout way back home. Hey, hey, I'm leaving round about half past seven, seven. Upon the happiest trip I've known. Believe me, I'll just stop off to get that sweetie of mine. I'm gonna bring him to an angel divine. I found a roundabout way to heaven, heaven. I mean a roundabout way back home. Every homesick rolling stone makes a beeline straight for home. I'm different, yes, different, I declare. I've a reason to decor, and no one blames me, I am sure. I'm happy to pay the extra fare. I found a roundabout way to heaven, heaven. I mean a roundabout way back home. Hey, hey, I'm leaving round about half past seven, seven. Upon the happiest trip I've known. I'll have my arms around the ones I adore. Is there another thing that one could wish for? I found a roundabout way to heaven, heaven. I mean a roundabout way back home. Oh boy, don't you envy me? Oh joy, life is gonna be just one great big jubilee in my sweet arms. Gee, am I gonna be happy? Well, I ought to be happy when my family sees his loving charm. You better blow that whistle, ring that bell. Everybody listen while I yell. I found a roundabout way to heaven, heaven. I mean a roundabout way back home.
Annie doesn't live here anymore. You must be the one she waited for. She said I would know you by the blue in your eyes. Checkered suit, a fancy vest, and polka dot tie. You answer that description, so I guess that you're the guy. Well, Annie doesn't live here anymore. Annie doesn't live here anymore. It's too bad you didn't call before. She just bought a gown that ties with ribbons above. Brand new shoes, a pretty hat, and latest style gloves. She really looked alluring and just waiting for your love. But Annie doesn't live here anymore. It was spring, there was romance in the air and everything. Seemed for loving hearts to share, and there was she, just as lonely and as blue as she could be. That's the reason Annie doesn't live here anymore. Might have been your picture that she tore. She was oh so faithful, what a pitiful sight. Waited for the letter that you promised to write. A gentleman with a top hat called around the other night. And Annie doesn't live here anymore. Loving hearts to share, and there was she, just as lonely and as blue as she could be. That's the reason Annie doesn't live here anymore. might have been your picture that she tore. She was oh so faithful, what a pitiful sight. Waited for the letter that you promised to write. A gentleman with a top hat called around the other night. Now Annie doesn't live here anymore.
Chick Bullock. Oh my goodness, I love that. That's I don't like the crunches on it, but you know, there's a lot of crunch tonight. I did try to clean these up. I really did my best, but my best isn't other people's best, so you might hear some surface noise. You might even hear some music underneath it. But that was, he doesn't live here anymore, Art Kahn and his orchestra, but it was basically a Chick Bullock recording on Perfect. Sounded like Benny Goodman there on that clarinet. Slight clam in there, but and Benny was not known for those. But you never know. If he was tired, if he was, you know, whatever, it had a softer sound than Benny was usually giving. So who knows? Might have been someone else. But someday I'm going to unearth my discography and straighten all this stuff out. Before that, Gloria Gear, which actually was Vaughn DeLeith, as you could probably tell, I found a roundabout way to heaven in 1926. And I have the other side of that, too. For another week, I did so many of these transfers. I spent 12 hours doing transfers over the past couple of days, and I'm about transferred out, so I don't even want to see a bus transfer. And before that, Gene Austin, Just a Little Street Where Old Friends Meet, 1932. Well, this is worth it to me. I really love saving these recordings, eBay lots, or if I find them, or if somebody gives me records, or they turn up somewhere. It's like bringing them back to life, and that's what it's all about here on Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm your necromancer of old sounds, your anachronologist, you might say, and I'm trying to bring this back to life. And don't have to go very far because it's lively stuff. Here's an HMV 78 British, the Savoy Quartet. Joe Wilbur is singing here. You can hear him. In 1919, probably the oldest record we're playing tonight. Actually, it is. At the High Brown Baby's Ball. Jazzy stuff.
Let's go straight to your home. We'll be done on the spot. We're gonna take a break to have fun. will recall your smile. Till we meet, the wines will whisper, you are mine. The roses that are wet with dew recall the two sweet lips I knew. The tinted midnight skies are copied from your eyes. Oh, till we meet, the clinging ivy will recall your arms. Let me dream, for precious dreams are so divine. Though you love me from afar, I'll never be contented. Till we meet, and once again you're mine.
Sinella's trio with Irving Kaufman. I think between Andy Sinella and Irving Kaufman, they made most of the records in the 1920s. in one way or another, I just hear that saxophone all over the place, and I like it, and I like Irving, too. But they just made so many records, and I'm glad they did, actually. That was a off one of the Columbia subsidiaries. That was off a Diva, actually, from 1928, After My Laughter Came Tears. Before that, Joe Condullo and his orchestra, 1929, and that record has such a nice swing to it. I love the sound of that. It has such a, just an easy swing to that, Till We Meet. And Irving, of course, that was a cold reading because he was, or that it was getting very Shakespearean when he was talking about the wind rather than the wind, but maybe he said it wind. I think that's a Syracuse thing. He's from Syracuse, and they talk that way over there. Over here, we say wind, of course, and we have wind, too, because, you know, that's we have everything in Utica and in the Mohawk Valley. And before that, we had Savoy Quartet, Joe Wilbur, at the High Brown Babies Ball, 1919. And yes indeed, this is Radiola, Shellac Surprise, and I'm surprised there are so many listeners online tonight, and I have to think, and I didn't even send out emails, I normally do, but I was so pressed for time, I had to get up early to find the parking space, and I probably would have anyway if I could have conned that guy. But I did anyway. I told him I was doing radio. What does he know? And radio station? I didn't know Hamilton had a radio station. But yes, we do. It's WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And the streaming is lovely tonight. Thank you so much. I have to assume that in a large part it's a MySpace phenomenon or people who are just listening every week because for some reason I haven't annoyed them yet, and I'm so glad. And here's, now, as I promised a minute ago when I was looking forward to this, Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination. And this is a jazzy record from 1925. And some people feel this way, and I do too sometimes. And actually, I'm feeling pretty good, but I hope this show cheers you up. But this says, I want somebody to cheer me up.
I'm so glad you came along, for it seems when things go wrong, you're the one to tell my troubles to. I'm just all out of sorts, for all sorts of reasons, and I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up. When I feel this way, I change like the season, if I had somebody to cheer me up. You don't mind when I frown, but you smile all the while. You never turn me down. When I'm all out of sorts, for all sorts of reasons, and I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up.
Thank you. Good times are coming, good times are coming, so cheer up. Let's be carefree and start a humming, then all your troubles will clear up. Make life a song and a dance, give care a swift kick in the pants, just yell and tell the world you're happy. Good times are coming, so cheer up.
Cheer up. That's, well, three songs about cheering up. That was Cheer Up with an exclamation point. Frank Auburn and his orchestra, I believe that was an Alban, a Jack Alban group or something. One of those divas. Everybody's under an assumed name. I should be under an assumed name, but I'm just too dumb for that. Art Jarrett on the vocal, and that was very recognizable. And that's a great version of that, by the way. I love that that sound. It's very, very peppy. Very peppy in that sound. Before that, the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, Sam Lannon probably, would Cheer Up, no exclamation point, 1926. And this is Radiola with an exclamation point, and this will be the show that brings back xylophones in a big way, and I hope you can stand that. If you can't, then, well, next week I may have fewer xylophones, but I think there are some in store, so I'm just warning you ahead of time. You might hear a xylophone or two. There's a couple toward the end of the show, but if you don't mind, mallets hitting wood, then this is the show for you every Friday night. And before that, we had Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination, very jazzy recording. I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up, 1925, a perfect 78, and didn't sound too bad. And I had to try to get some of the rumble out of that, so at least it didn't do too badly there on the old turntable and in the transfer stage. Fortunately, I have a new computer, or let's say a reclaimed computer with XP, which I can actually navigate around. I'm not worried about it, but I'm backing everything up, of course, now. I've learned. And this is Radiola, as I said, exclamation point. Not optional. I use it all the time, and it's probably the only time I ever use an exclamation point. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. If you want to see the playlist for this particular program, it's on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. The easiest way to get there is just to type Radiola into your favorite search engine. On Google, it comes up right at the top, but if you type it into one of those low-rent search engines, you may get a bunch of other things first, but I'm on that page. I'm on the first page, I guarantee you. It's there, astonishingly, but true. Truly, it is there. And one program note, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, you will hear Retro Radio with Mark Fuller. Mark is a wonderful, wonderful host of a program that sounds just like radio did when I was a wee lad. I don't think I was ever a wee lad. At least I was a little weeer than I am now, but let's say reduced in size, proportionate to my current status when I was younger. But that's how radio did sound, and it's just wonderful stuff, and you'll love that. If you hanker for those days of pop radio from the 50s and 60s and all the jingles, commercials, etc., Mark's the guy for you. You'll love the show. And that's tomorrow night on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And he's on Saturday nights. So just in case you're wondering, and this is Eastern Standard Time for you streamers. Thank you for streaming. I can tell you, I was so remiss in not sending out emails, but I do appreciate you streaming. And I have a lot of correspondence to catch up on too. I have to do that because I'm just I've been swamped with my own my own dishes even. Here's the West End Jazz Band, and the West End Jazz Band has a new CD out. It is now out on Amazon and available. It's been available for a month, but you can get it on Amazon now, and it's really, and I put my review up there so you can read it. Well, here's something from their previous CD, the Singing in the Bathtub. That came out last year, and it's a wonderful CD, too. You get that. It's on a different label, but it's still them. The Free and Easy, and it's easy, but it's not free, but it's still a bargain, so I advise you to obtain one.